A word for you from Proverbs chapter 30, verse 12. They are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth. This is another way of saying, in a verse also found in the book of Proverbs, that there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. The key word is seems. It appears to be like that. And this verse is saying something very similar. There are those who are clean in their own eyes. The problem is, your eyes are not enough to examine the truth of who you really are. We need God to do that. The devil is more capable of examining you than yourself. But God is the one who is totally true and will tell us, if we honestly ask him, about our true condition. If you pray with the belief that you are clean in your own eyes, you are praying against the Bible, which says very clearly that even the most righteous of people and their righteous deeds are as filthy rags in the sight of God. So don't try and put up an appearance, even for yourself and for others. Don't pretend, but rather humbly say, Lord, examine me. Nkosi, unkhanyisele ukuthi ngingubani. And then it will be that as you realize your condition, you are then enabled to cry out to God for cleansing. Because the end of the verse speaks about being washed from their filth. When you realize you are filthy, you are willing to get into a bath. If you think you're clean, well, you won't bath. And eventually, because you don't shower for days on end, weeks on end, well, there are some people like that. It is because they're clean in their own eyes. Eventually, you don't smell to yourself, but you are a foul odor to everybody around you. But you're still clean in your own eyes. Now imagine if that was the case spiritually, that you haven't been washed for such a long time, and yet you still believe you are clean. Come to the Lord Jesus. He alone has the power to wash you from your filth.